Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fascinating. Structured thinking.
That's right. Specifically, Edward de Bono's six thinking hats.
But not in the usual, like, boardroom setting. Our source material shows how someone used this for a really personal, tough situation.
Yeah, big career change. They'd moved for a job, and it turned out, well, not great.
Less than ideal, I think, was the phrase used. So our mission today is to unpack how this systematic approach helped them, you know, get unstuck and find a new way forward.
It's a great example, really, of how a formal framework can bring real clarity when things feel overwhelming. It helps turn that feeling of paralysis into action.
Okay, so let's walk through the hats. First up, the white hat. That's all about the facts, right? Objective information.
Exactly. Cold, hard facts. For this person, it meant really looking squarely at the situation.
No sugarcoating.
None. They had to acknowledge, okay, I moved across the country for this job, and it is less than ideal. Just stating that reality.
Stripping out the frustration, the disappointment.
For this step, yes. Just the data. It let them assess their realistic options based on what was, not what they wished it was.
That takes discipline. Okay, so from facts to feelings, the red hat. How did they navigate the, well, the unhappiness?
Well, the interesting thing here is they didn't just dwell on the negative. The red hat let them tap into intuition and feelings, sure, but they consciously chose to focus on how positive feelings could actually drive their decisions.
So acknowledge the bad feelings, but not get stuck there.
Precisely. They accepted they were unhappy, but then kind of pivoted. It wasn't about ignoring the feelings, but saying, okay, what emotions can actually motivate me to change this?
I see. Using the feeling, not being used by it.
You got it.
Then comes the black hat. Caution, risks, what could go wrong. Mm. This sounds important, especially given the situation.
Oh, absolutely critical. They described it as a hostile work environment, so they had to be incredibly cautious and careful when weighing options. Mm. Meaning thinking very carefully about who they confided in, what they said, even which jobs they pursued had to be based on, like, carefully gathered intel, being discreet.
Walking on eggshells, almost.
A bit like that, yeah. Every potential move needed that critical assessment. What are the downsides here?
Right. Okay. So after all that caution, we got the yellow hat, optimism, benefits. How did things start looking brighter?
Well, as they started carefully exploring those options, the yellow hat thinking allowed them to actually start seeing the outcomes that were possible.
So it wasn't just wishful thinking.
No, it was more concrete. They started to envision that light at the end of the tunnel. It made the idea of finding a good new opportunity feel genuinely realistic, not just a vague hope.
Giving them something positive to aim for.
Yeah, exactly. Something tangible.
And often that leads to unexpected ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The green hat, creativity, any aha moments here.
Yes. This is where they sort of broke out of their initial assumptions. The green hat encouraged that creative thinking. And suddenly, it occurred to me, they said, that maybe they could pursue interests within the organization they were already in.
An internal transfer.
Yeah. It hadn't really been on the table before. They started thinking outside their usual box, considering roles maybe a bit outside of their comfort zone, but still within the company.
Interesting. Finding possibilities right under their nose.
Kind of, yeah. Creative solution.
Okay. Brings us to the final hat, the blue hat. This is the meta hat, right? Organizing the whole process.
That's the one. The conductor, keeping everything on track. This was the point where they gathered my thoughts and decided what was best for me, synthesizing everything.
And making the actual decision.
Right. They mentioned wanting to act much faster initially, which is understandable.
Sure. You want out of a bad situation.
Exactly. But this structured blue hat phase, looking back at all the other hat perspectives, made them feel in control. It prompted me to take control and decide that I was in charge of the trajectory.
Taking back the power, essentially.
Precisely. Reclaiming agency over their path.
So, pulling this all together, what does this deep dive really mean for you listening right now?
I think it's a powerful reminder, honestly, that even these really personal, sometimes messy challenges, like a big career change or any tough life transition, can really benefit from some structure.
It's not just for business problems.
Not at all. It gives you a way to move from feeling, you know, completely overwhelmed by it all to taking clear, considered steps, informed action.
So here's something to think about.
Hmm.
How might applying this kind of deliberate, structured thinking, maybe even trying on these different hats, mentally help you gain clarity and control over a big decision you might be facing in your own life right now? Could be work, could be personal, something to mull over.